come back. I keep a red bone on my side.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio, the final live broadcast of the year and the decade. This Wednesday, December 30th, 2020. And I think we'll try to keep it sort of light today. It's pretty crazy. So I found I mentioned the drone conversation yesterday. It was from TechCrunch's Disrupt San Francisco conference 2014, and the conversation was September 10, 2014. It's funny how they always, you know, the Disrupt conferences are always, and again, Disrupt used to be a pejorative when I was growing up. It was a bad word. If you were disruptive, then, you know, you could expect some serious consequences. Not anymore. We've changed language, and so we've changed culture. Disrupt is a good thing, even though it's really not. It's very destructive. It's what monopoly, so-called capitalists, use to create blue oceans, they say. It sounds great, but they're just constantly trying to create hegemony and monopoly. And well, I think, you know, speaking of Neil Postman, I think Postman put it best. You know, he actually described what did he mean? Why did he use the term technopoly? He and Brian Lamb talked about that, for example. And so Neil Postman talked about technocracy. He said, you know, you have this scientific management of things, of all things, and people become things in that kind of a system. And then you go beyond that, and then you have, you know, when it becomes even more authoritarian, draconian, dictatorial, it's technopoly. So back in 2014, At the 2014 Disrupt San Francisco TechCrunch Technology Conference, NASA's Parimal Upadhyakar boxes Aaron Levy and Skycatch's Christian Sands. These are all companies no one's ever, well, we've heard of NASA, but people familiar with Box and Skycatch, probably not. They talked to Daryl Etherington, or is it Etherington? You know, it's an interesting name. Is that like a Web 2.0 kind of a name? I've never heard of that Christian name other than you know, in relation to TechCrunch. So anyway, they talked about the infrastructure and opportunities, they said, presented by unmanned aerial systems. So it was that conversation. Soon, a drone for every home was the title of the full discussion. And I don't know, maybe we'll play part of that, maybe we won't. There was also an article by Ron Miller, forget the Apple Watch, think drones in the enterprise. And so there was this big, you know, that was the big discussion about drones everywhere. You know, that was when Box's Aaron Levy was saying, well, you know, you can expect drones like everywhere. And now, you know, the FAA just said, we can have drones flying around at night and pass some regulations quietly. People are distracted by all of this other stuff going on. Anyway, let's keep it sort of light, if that's possible. What I wanted to do, to sort of illustrate the point from yesterday, how our minds are used, weaponized against us, really, to play tricks on us. I'm gonna give a couple of examples. I mentioned the story yesterday. The Science Mag blog post, and so we'll compare that with a CNN article, and see if we can spot the hypocrisy and the logical fallacy at work. First, let's start with this article from earlier this month, a couple weeks ago, Wednesday, December 16th, News 9, News Channel 9, ABC. By the way, if you are an administrator of one of these news sites, Infinite Scroll is awful. It's the worst thing ever. And the changing URL is also, it's a tie. It's a tie for first place. The Infinite Scroll, where the page just never ends, you know, and maybe you want to get to the bottom of the page and see some of the footer information and you can't see it. That's awful. That's awful functionality on a news site. Absolutely awful. And along with that, if you have other stories loading, most people don't understand how that works. You have other stories loading and the URL is changing. For someone who wants to bookmark the story and all of a sudden the URL changes, or maybe there are anchors in the page content that, you know, as you scroll, those anchors are then added to the URL. I'm sure most people don't even understand what I'm talking about. But, you know, for people who actually want to bookmark a page, that's horrible user experience. I don't know who came up with that, but it's awful. Just a little rant. So this story, what's in Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine and doctor's advice? I don't know. Should we play this little clip maybe? It's awful. Maybe we'll play it anyway. Because we can. The things that are going on these days, it's all frustrating. And I think, you know, if we can sort of keep it in context, we know, broadly speaking, the enemy, maybe we'll use Catherine Austin Fitz's term, Mr. Global. We know that Mr. Global is in charge predominantly, overwhelmingly, of the media, and it's just propaganda. It's so crazy. I mean, what was the example that I saw yesterday of a story that was clearly just it's an advertisement. It wasn't a story, and you see these kinds of things. Gosh, if I can remember what that was. And presented as news, as an article. But it was really just a commercial. And it was sly. It was probably something most people wouldn't spot. But it was an ad for a product. Maybe I'll find that. Anyway, let's start with this. News Channel 9's story featuring Sabrina Maggiore, who is, you know, as much of a doctor as Bill Gates. But she's going to tell us, you know, what's in Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine and doctor's advice about allergies. You know, she's going to give us the CDC guidance. Go ahead, please.
Officials say the vaccine can also affect people who have had previous allergic reactions to ingredients inside the drug.
Sabrina Maggiore joins us live to break down what's inside this vaccine and what you need to know before getting one of these shots. Sabrina.
Josh and Latricia, that's right. 50% of Americans have some sort of allergy, but just because you have an allergy doesn't mean you're now excluded from getting a vaccine. The CDC says that you can still get a shot even if you've had severe allergic reactions in the past. But what they do say you have to do, or what you should do, is have a conversation with your doctor.
Rosa Cantu says she suffered from allergies her whole life.
Like every day I deal with something allergy-related.
Cantu had COVID back in March, and she says it was one of the worst illnesses she's ever experienced.
I know how bad it is. I know. And I don't want to ever go through that again.
That's why Cantu says she's hoping to take the vaccine. But because of her chronic allergy history and the previous allergies to vaccines, she says she's got some extra health concerns to consider.
The point where they have a version that I can take, I'll probably take it. But it's going to boil down to all those little individual things that are in there.
As for the contents of the vaccine, for starters, there's no coronavirus inside of it. Instead, the active ingredient is messenger RNA. Dr. Paul Offit explained how it works in a pointer seminar.
You're giving the genetic material that teaches your cells to make that protein. That's the difference. So your body makes the spike protein of coronavirus, then your body makes antibodies to the spike protein.
Aside from the mRNA, the vaccine also contains salts, sugars, and fats. The main concern for allergists is one kind of lipid in the vaccine. It's a common component of other vaccines, and it's known as polyethylene glycol.
The biggest issue, the other things in there are just fats and sugars and salts, things that typically don't cause full-blown anaphylactic reactions.
And while vaccines may still be a long way away for most patients, those with allergy concerns should note.
The key is to talk to your doctor. But in general, if you have environmental allergies, this is not going to be an issue for you.
Now, Dr. Levine says people who have food allergies or allergies to things like peanuts can, again, still get the vaccine. The recommendation from the CDC is that people who have those kinds of allergies are monitored for 15 to 30 minutes after they get that shot. Those who need to be careful, though, are those who have experienced those more severe anaphylactic allergies and or unexplained anaphylaxis. Reporting in the newsroom, I'm Sabrina Maggiore, News Channel 9.
Officials say the vaccine can also affect people who have had previous allergic reactions to ingredients inside the drug.
Sabrina Maggiore joins us live to break down what's inside this vaccine.
So there you go. There you go. Now, who's we're being conditioned in the fashion that I mentioned yesterday. There's a lot more to that. And I just sort of scratched the surface yesterday on the way that our decision making process is, you know, different kinds of heuristics, as it's known, are basically weaponized against us. Our decision making process, our biases, are secretly, you know, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I think that people would probably say when you say, you know, Edward Bernays, is you know, known as the father of modern public relations, but he wasn't the only guy. This is a sort of coalescing, and I didn't mention cybernetics yesterday. That also goes into this mind manipulation scheme also. You know, in simple terms, Norbert Wiener working on the missile guidance system, and then they, you know, these guys said, well, wait a minute, if we can guide a missile to a place at a certain, you know, if we can get a missile to a certain place at a certain time, maybe we could do the same thing with people. And so, you know, you have the Macy conferences at the same time you have this kind of research going on. And by the way, if you're interested in some light reading over the long weekend, or, you know, while things are the way they are, two books that you might get a copy of, whether, you know, digital, online, maybe PDF copy, or, you know, if you actually can find a physical copy. In 1922, Walter Lippmann published Public Opinion. And then the following year, 1923, Bernays published Crystallizing Public Opinion. And by, you know, some accounts, Bernays's Crystallizing Public Opinion is kind of an adulteration of Lippmann's Public Opinion. I would say if you had to choose between the two, Walter Lippmann's Public Opinion is the one that you want to look into. And it's curious that Lippmann opened with the with Plato's Allegory of the Cave, just as, you know, maybe to pique your curiosity if you're not familiar with Walter Lippmann's Public Opinion. It's pretty fascinating stuff, but some people may investigate this stuff and see kind of the overt stuff and say, but how does this really happen? And it's difficult to, you know, going back to borrowing from Mark Twain and others who have said, you know, it's easier to fool you than to convince you've been fooled. That old cliche notwithstanding, you have to be able to cut through your own cognitive dissonance and cognitive biases to be honest enough to say, okay, has this been done to me, for example? Am I assuming certain things? Am I making certain assumptions? Or am I applying a certain litmus test over here and then not applying it equally over here? Am I changing that process? And so hopefully that makes sense. I hope to illustrate that with just a couple of things. You know, I mentioned yesterday the Science Mag blog post by Derek Lowe, get ready for false side effects. And so we'll compare that to the CNN article. They did everything right, but after one at-home haircut, a husband and wife died of COVID-19. It's a sad story. And I hate to sort of trivialize it, but I think it's absolute hogwash. And it's ironic because Joseph Bruno, man, he has fantastic hair. And, you know, I got a haircut and I killed my mom and dad. But there are a lot of assumptions made. And I don't think that they're well-founded. And in fact, I think they're entirely unfounded. It's kind of ridiculous based on his telling of the story. So we'll do that. But let's just finish with this thing that we just played. What's in Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine? Doctor's advice about allergies. We probably should play that clip that Del Bigtree did, speaking of you know, ingredients and polyethylene glycol in particular. We should probably do that. I wonder how many people have investigated or have any idea or even care, really, about immune enhancement, for example, antibody-dependent enhancement, ADE, or immune enhancement. I wonder how many people have, you know, investigated the history of the coronavirus vaccine, or understand that before this stuff, there was no mRNA vaccine approved for human use. I wonder if they understand the implications. Oh, no, it's safe. The ingredients are perfectly safe. Whatever. Don't confuse me with the facts. I know. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye. Remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Extended musical interlude. But you know what? It's almost New Year's, and what would New Year's be without the chairman of the board? I don't know. So let's just start with this article, and then we'll get on to this other stuff, which is all ridiculous. You know, in a society where we can be bribed with our own money, what do we expect? You know, you're going to get $2,000 checks. Great. Why don't we get rid of the not federal, not reserve? Let's just start there. I don't need to be bribed with my own things. Rich Little used to do that Reaganomics deal. And speaking of Reaganomics, you know, what was it? Was it the New Yorker or the Washington Post recently that said, what is it, Reaganism died in 2020 or something like that? I think it was the New Yorker. And, you know, here's how things go. You know, I mean, Bush 1 and Bush 2 are cuddly, you know, stuffed plushies now. And everybody forgot how disoriented Reagan was, you know, whether it was, I don't know, as a result of certain things or just, you know, Reagan. I think we could probably make a case that it was just Reagan. But, you know, speaking of Neil Postman, he had some words about that. The kind of redefining of language that was happening that then sort of crystallized into Reagan Republicanism. And people just, we forget. And that continues to happen. And now we're supposed to forget about Reagan Republicanism and we're moving to the next thing. It's funny how, you know, we played the clip about what Yuri didn't tell us. Speaking of the cultural Marxist, the influence of the Frankfurt School, and it's funny how we're supposed to be doing away with the authoritarian personality and moving toward a kinder, gentler society. And of course, it's ironic because that was supposed to be done through intrigue and sophistry and heavy-handedness, very, very authoritarian, you know. But we're supposed to be moving away from the authoritarian personality, and we're moved by the authoritarian. Somehow that's going to work out. And what do you know? Lo and behold, we seem to be moving more toward the authoritarian personality that they sort of describe. That's ironic. Anyway, just to finish this article, I thought it was interesting. So Sabrina Maggiore concludes, you know, with unknown anaphylaxis reactions, unknown anaphylactic reaction. You know, if you just have some random anaphylactic, it can't, basically the assumption is always it can't be the vaccine. We can't go with the fact that the VAERS system has thousands of adverse events reported. There was a Harvard study that says that only represents 1% of what's actually happening. We can't go with the fact that billions of dollars have been paid out to folks who have been permanently injured and or killed by vaccines. Those are facts. You know, the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program has paid out billions of dollars, and most of the claims are pretty small. So, I mean, those are facts. But we can't ever seem to, you know, if you acknowledge those, you're some commie, pink-eyed, radical, wacko, fringe lunatic, tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist, if you talk about the facts. Interesting. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I want to get to this stuff. Bottom of the first hour of today's broadcast, this Wednesday, December 30th, 2020. Again, the last broadcast of the last live broadcast of the decade. So I want to get to this question. And if you can spot the fallacy at work, then call in and say so. We'll get to that in a second. But first, It's just absolutely astonishing. Looking at these crazy things. I mean, if we could all come to a level of understanding where, you know, the Nashville thing, for example, not to get derailed, because I think that's mainly intended as a diversion, but also, who knows? I mean, did you listen to Catherine Austin Fitt's full interview and her talking about how basically it's a land grab, the protests and the riots? Pretty amazing. So I'm sure there's something along those lines that has to be involved. There's something, but my nose tells me it's you know, probably something along those lines. But so, you know, now we have reports. FBI looked into bombing suspect. He's the suspect. They know he didn't do it. Somebody at the FBI knows he's not the guy. But we're pretending that he's the suspect. And so you read these articles. Let's see, where is that? In publicly identifying the suspect and his fate, officials disclosed a major breakthrough in their investigation, even as they acknowledged the lingering mystery behind the explosion, which took place on a holiday morning. Right. How come we get these kinds of things that are supposed to, there's also that, you know, the, whether it's the underpants bomber or the Christmas, another Christmas bomber who said, I'm going to be famous, but had no motive, kind of like Stephen Paddock, and guy that allegedly spends a year and over $100,000 to do something he had no reason to do. Oh, it's even more mysterious than we thought. It's absolutely, it's absurd. And so whatever happened to, I mean, you can watch, even you can still watch the crime dramas that tell you motive, means, and opportunity are kind of important. Does the story not seem weird? Kind of like a guy who, you know, drives several states away in a van to go shoot at a bunch of Republicans that nobody knows are playing baseball, that kind of thing. It's kind of strange. This guy allegedly quit claim deeds a couple of houses. One last year worth $160,000, another worth $250,000 last month, the first last year. According to a reporting by Deadline. Couple of homes, you know, 10 or 15 miles from Nashville. And then he decides to be famous for no apparent reason that you know. And so obviously, you know, this is a high profile thing and there's no motive. It's always no motive. And then we learn the FBI was looking into him last year. Of course they were. He's a great Manchurian patsy. To help America be afraid, be very afraid. And it works best if you make sure that there's no motive, because then it's the invisible boogeyman at work, just like coronavirus. And I was thinking about doing a joke this morning. It's not funny though. I don't want to trivialize it, but you know, basically a crack team of investigative journalists at CNN has interviewed coronavirus from a cave deep in the Khyber Pass. And now coronavirus is splintering into other cells like Mujahid, you know, Corona and Tablighi COVID. And anyway, it's the invisible boogeyman that doesn't exist. What do you do though when most Americans still don't, you know, don't realize that? I mean, wouldn't it be strange if you tell the story without the contrived narrative, you tell them separately, nobody would believe you. So here's what's going to happen. This son of a Saudi billionaire is going to leave college and magically come into hundreds of millions of other dollars, not from the family fortune, but, you know, through intelligence connections. And then he's going to start this network of folks from a cave that are going to thwart $1 trillion a year military industrial complex. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be epic. Nobody would believe that. It's absurd on the face of it. But, you know, if you have CNN telling folks, I guess it must be true. I still hear the words of Bill Cooper, you know. CIA, everybody, they're looking for him and can't find him. And it's interesting how the same sort of narrative is applied to this alleged novel coronavirus. Like Dr. Scott Barber was saying, it's interesting. We've known about coronaviruses for decades. We've been studying them for decades. Now all of a sudden we're supposed to believe, oh, we don't know anything about this one. Novel, meaning we don't know. Oh, wait, no, we know enough. We know enough to be afraid. Like Mr. Bordop was saying, this lady who's interviewed, Rosa Cantu, in the clip that we played, she had it. I know how bad it is. I know, and I don't ever want to go through that again. So what makes you think you will? I mean, first of all, the testing is somewhat dubious. How do you know that what you suffered from was, in fact, COVID-19 as a result of the SARS-CoV-2 virus? How do you know with absolute certainty? By the amplification of genetic material, what does that tell you? Because you had some symptoms, you know. So there are other things, though. You know, when she's talking about her allergy history, I think of Dr. Stephanie Seneff and what she's said about glyphosate and vaccines, in particular that combination, and how basically glyphosate creates an environment that catalyzes the toxicity of things like vaccine ingredients, for example. She's obese, no offense, Rosa. Probably has diabetes, if I had to guess. So those would be considered comorbidities. And usually, even the CDC says that, you know, if you're Rosa Cantu, you're probably going to have a difficult go with this thing. So when I first read the article, I thought, how old is she? Does she have comorbidities? Is she managing those? Does she take any vitamin C, vitamin D, any zinc? Does she get enough sleep? Is she, speaking of these conditions that would be considered comorbidities, is she trying to manage those or mitigate those? And I don't mean in the, you know, did she join Weight Watchers or Beachbody or anything like that? I mean, the glyphosate. You don't have a gluten intolerance problem. You have a glyphosate poisoning problem. You know, James Corbett also did that piece. Is there a flu? Yeah, it was titled, Is There a Flu Shot COVID Link? Question for Corbett. Remember that? Back in September, what do you know? There actually is a connection. So, Rosa, have you, I'm sure she's probably, you know, doing something, some kind of flu-related thing, you know. you know, one of the flu mist things or something. Who knows? But I would imagine, you know, she's one of those kinds of people. And this, you know, reminds me of yesterday's broadcast. Your assumptions are based on stereotypes. And by the way, speaking of Walter Lippmann, stereotype is a word that was coined by Lippmann. So, not to get high-centered on this story, but it's just, it's interesting that she has a bad experience. We're not, and this gets right back to what Neil Postman said. You know, we are conditioned to operate in minimized sort of soundbite fashion. In fact, why don't I just do this real quick? Public opinion, Wikipedia. Public Opinion is a book by Walter Lippmann published in 1922, a critical assessment of functional democratic government, especially the irrational and often self-serving social perceptions that influence individual behavior and prevent optimal societal cohesion. The detailed descriptions of the cognitive limitations people face in comprehending their socio-political and cultural environments, leading them to apply an evolving catalog of general stereotypes. Again, stereotype is a word that was coined the contemporary use of it, coined by Walter Lippmann. Anyway, leading them to apply an evolving catalog of general stereotypes to a complex reality rendered Public Opinion a seminal text in the fields of media studies, political science, and social psychology. What's the point, though? Getting to the point. So there is the pseudo-environment section. The introduction describes man's inability to interpret the world. Quote, the real environment is altogether too big, too complex, and too fleeting to direct acquaintance, end quote, between people and their environment. People construct a pseudo-environment that is a subjective, biased, and necessarily abridged mental image of the world. I would say this is somewhat disingenuous. I think it's constructed for people, and then, you know, there is the effort justification bias that says if you assemble it a little bit, it you value it more. And so it was constructed but wasn't entirely assembled, which is why Legos are so fantastic for this kind of thing. And so you assemble it and think it's yours. I assembled this, so it's more valuable. People construct a pseudo-environment that is a subjective bias and necessarily abridged mental image of the world, and to a degree, everyone's pseudo-environment is a fiction. People, quote, live in the same world, but they think and feel in different ones. Isn't that interesting? And you could obviously see how 100 years later, that's still a prescient observation. Human behavior is stimulated by the person's pseudo-environment and then is acted upon in the real world. And you can see how television, media, you know, the screens obviously play a very pivotal role in all of this. Some of the general implications of the interactions among one's psychology, environment, and the mass communications media are highlighted. More recent research uses the term social constructionism, and that's another interesting discussion, or constructed reality to describe what Lippmann called pseudo-environment, quote-unquote. And but there's a specific point in mentioning, in citing Lippmann's Public Opinion. There's the, even in the Wikipedia entry, there's the News and Truth section. And then Manufacture of Consent. Ah, yes. Manufacture of Consent, Chapter 15. And, you know, from there you have the mention of Noam Chomsky and Edward Herman's Manufacturing Consent, the Political Economy of the Mass Media, which was a critique, I suppose you could say, of Lippmann's public opinion. So, from that section, public opinion proposes that the increased power of propaganda and the specialized knowledge required for effective political decisions have rendered the traditional notion of democracy impossible. What does that mean? Well, we'll finish this thought when we come back. Stick around. All right, after this break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Welcome back. By the way, calling Walter Lippmann a journalist. You know, he was much more than a journalist. When all of the behavioral psychologists and sociologists refer to Lippmann, you know, the cybernetic totalists refer to Lippmann, you can be assured that he is about as much of a journalist as, you know, William Thomas Stead, author of Government by Journalism, you know, Fabian Intriguer, W.T. Stead. So the guy who coined the term stereotype, the author of Public Opinion, and that's, you know, as the title of a book and also a sort of colloquialism. From the Wikipedia entry of the book Public Opinion, the section News and Truth, by definition, pertinent facts are never provided completely and accurately. By necessity, they are arranged to portray a certain subjective interpretation of an event. Those who are most familiar with the greatest amount of facts regarding a certain environment construct a pseudo-environment that aligns with their own stereotypes, quote-unquote, and convey this to the public, knowingly or not, to suit their own private needs. This is inescapable human nature. Propaganda is inherently impossible without a barrier of censorship between the event and the public. As a consequence, the mass communication media, by their very nature, as vehicles for informational transmission, are essentially vulnerable to manipulation. And so two things. First of all, who decides? And second of all, that's dishonest. I mean, it's just flatly dishonest. And to go further, you know, in this environment where we're encouraged to believe that technology will free us from all of these mundane, repetitive tasks, only it hasn't. By now, according to Edward Bellamy's Looking Backward, we should be enjoying the Jetsons life and a 15 to 20 hour work week, but that's not the case, is it? So what's actually happening? Maybe the utopian vision, maybe the utopian dream is actually the engineering of the dystopian nightmare. Maybe, as some people have cautioned along the way, folks like Neil Postman, for example. And so you start to look now. I mean, speaking of Postman, well, I'll finish that thought in the second hour. Get back to that when we come back. Second hour coming up of today's final live broadcast of the decade. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.